Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Jim Gordon, GM of Ecosystem Business Development Strategy and Communication for Intel Corporation. Jim, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
So, Jim, the topic today is on our next generation Xeon E processor and Intel Software Guard extensions. But why don't you first introduce yourself to the audience, since this is the first time on Chip Chat, and how your role at Intel relates to the topic today?
Sure. So as you mentioned, my role at Intel is to manage the ecosystem and communications and business development for security platform products and technologies here at Intel. And what that means is it's my role, my team's job, to take the technologies that are invented here and delivered through our products and platforms and make sure that the ecosystem of software companies and cloud service providers and other partners are ready to take advantage of it and do everything that we can to make it as easy as possible for them to embrace and take on the value of the technology that we deliver to market.
From a standpoint of what Intel is bringing to the table in terms of platform capabilities around security, what has Intel's role historically been in delivering security capabilities, and how does this benefit end customers as we work with the ecosystem to optimize solutions utilizing these technologies?
Sure. So Intel's historic role has been to deliver the building blocks for security and other platform IPs as well, but in the context of security, to deliver building blocks that allow software companies and cloud service providers and other ecosystem partners to improve the security they offer to their customers, to improve the security capabilities, and to do so in a way that is more than can be done in software alone. Fundamentally, from a security standpoint, our belief is that security delivered where software is integrated with and taking full advantage of hardware capabilities is the best outcome for the consumers of this technology. That is core to all of our belief, and it's core to everything that we do in the platforms around security technologies.
When you look at the new platforms that we're delivering with the next generation Xeon E processors, can you break down what we're delivering in terms of new security capabilities and how it fits in with the portfolio of platform technologies that we have in this space?
So we're excited to introduce the Xeon E 2200 platform to market with improved software guard extensions, or SGX, specifically larger enclave sizes. Historically, we've been limited to 128 megabyte enclave sizes, and we can talk about what that means and what software companies do with that. And with this latest release, we're doubling the enclave size, which allows for much more capabilities and much more new use cases and allows software companies and cloud service providers to better protect their customers and their data.
When you look at enclave sizes, why is this critical in terms of improving the size of enclaves for our customer base utilizing SGX?
Sure. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, we have a fundamental belief at Intel that if you combine the capabilities of hardware with the innovations at the software layer and the operating system layer, you produce better security outcomes. And SGX specifically is a trusted execution environment. It is an area of the compute stack where software developers can place data and or applications to provide a higher level of protection than they otherwise could. And the size of the available space in the enclave really dictates how much protections you can offer. And historically, at 128 megabytes, that has been adequate for some use cases, but not adequate for other use cases. And so with this doubling of the EPC size, developers are going to be able to put more of their application or more of their applications and more of the data in that enclave to receive that level of protection than they otherwise could previously. So the size increase is particularly important from a security standpoint, because anything that is outside of that enclave is simply not as protected as something that's running in it.
What kind of customers are deploying SGX, and what kind of use cases are you seeing evolve utilizing this technology?
As we launch products to market and introduce innovations, whether they be in security or other areas, we try our best to anticipate what developers are going to do with it and what solutions software companies are going to deliver to market, and of course play an active role in helping them deliver those. But it's always the case that we can't can't anticipate everything, and the innovation in the ecosystem continues to surprise and amaze us, and that's no different here with SGX and with security in general. Historically, what we've seen with SGX is ranging from applications using enclaves to protect encryption keys, making blockchains more secure than they otherwise would be, allowing for AI to more securely work on data sets without compromising either the AI algorithm behind it or the data that it's working on, all the way up to confidential computing in the cloud, where data is secure such that even your cloud service provider is unable to access it. So this is a wide-ranging set of use cases, and it's my strong belief that we are only seeing the very beginning use cases that will be ultimately available, built upon top of SGX.
Now, how do we enable the developer ecosystem to take advantage of these technologies, Jim?
So first of all, anything and everything from an information standpoint on to understand SGX and to understand what tools and resources are available to help developers to embrace it and integrate it can be found at software.intel.com/SGX. So I just want to put that out there up front. Intel is delivering, as it oftentimes does, software developer kits and other resources to make it as easy as possible for developers and ISVs to embrace and to integrate these technologies into their solutions. And with SGX in particular, with every new instantiation of the technology in our Xeon platforms, we take great steps to improve the SDK and the other tools and resources available, ranging from software code examples to access to our experts behind the scenes that can help answer questions to, of course, the collateral and other tools available.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, these platforms are coming to market from a number of partners. What can we expect in terms of customers that are taking advantage of this, or anything about when these solutions are expected to be available?
In terms of timing, we typically don't talk about the release dates of our partner solutions, but there are a number of relatively high-profile examples I can point to give you kind of a feeling for what's to come. So, for example, Fortanix, a longtime Intel development partner, is launching its Enclave Development Platform, which is an open-source development kit that uses Rust and Intel SGX to deliver a more secure application development platform. So it is another way to help other developers access the technology and get started quicker. We're seeing, for example, QNext announces the integration of Intel SGX in remote access of its sharing and collaboration platform, FileFlex. Intel SGX helps improve FileFlex enterprise security for Microsoft Office 365 users when they're accessing files and folders from source locations at the edge of a network. Really exciting innovations there. Another example, Cybernetica announced ShareMind HI, a new offering that leverages SGX and applies privacy-preserving technologies to the mobile location of data, allowing them to meet privacy and security concerns. And there are many other examples. Probably the highest profile example that is worth mentioning is the ecosystem of cloud service providers. Microsoft Azure, Alibaba, and IBM provide Intel SGX enhanced services, and they continue to innovate on top of SGX and make that more and more secure over time.
And Jim, what is next for your team in terms of engaging with the ecosystem to ensure that this technology ramps well?
We're going to continue to do the things that we've always done, which is listen, engage, get feedback from the ecosystem. And when I say ecosystem, I mean software companies as well as developers, the academic ecosystem, so that we understand what ecosystem of users and developers need from Intel so that we continue to improve the ease of use and the feature set of the technologies we bring to market. We realize, perhaps more than any other company, that delivering technology to market that is not easy to adopt or easy to understand or easy to apply doesn't serve anybody. And so we're going to continue to invest more in engaging the ecosystem, not only to help them, but to listen to them so that we can continue to do that more into the future.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been a real pleasure to catch up with you, and congratulations on delivering this technology with the ecosystem to start providing new value to customers.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.